From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. A huge bomb rocked Peshawar in northwest Pakistan today in one of the city's busiest commercial districts. At least 10 people were killed and scores of others injured. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
A car planted with what police say was at least 230 pounds of explosives went off in the parking lot of a bank in an area called Fountain Square. A second bomb was found and defused. Television images from the blast showed facades ripped from commercial buildings, roofs of others collapsed, and some 20 vehicles destroyed. Two suspects were arrested at the site. The blast is the second deadly attack in the region today. Earlier, a suicide bomber struck in the district of Banu, south of Peshawar, killing at least five people. Militants have vowed to resume their campaign of terror after the army ejected them from the Swat Valley in June and July. Peshawar is the capital of the troubled northwest province that lies near the Afghan border, where the militants dispatch their foot soldiers and where the government holds little sway. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Leaders of the 20 largest economies in the world wrapped up their summit meeting in Pittsburgh last night. They said their countries are making the transition from economic crisis to recovery. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A joint statement issued after the Pittsburgh summit recaps the effort G20 leaders have made over the past year to address the financial crisis, then concludes bluntly, it worked. President Obama says some of the economic band-aids will remain in place for the time being. But he and his counterparts are also looking ahead to ways they can avoid such boom and bust cycles in the future.
We've brought the global economy back from the brink. We laid the groundwork today for long-term prosperity as well.
That groundwork includes a proposed set of bank regulations aimed at discouraging excessive risk-taking and steps designed to give fast-growing countries like China and India a bigger say in economic cooperation. Leaders fell short of an agreement on financing to help poor countries address the challenge of climate change. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
President Obama used his weekly address today to say the U.S. made progress this week at the summit in Pittsburgh and the U.N. meeting in New York in advancing America's national security and economic prosperity. He also said the international community is more united than ever, that Iran must fully cooperate to show its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia delivered the Republican address. He said the Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee have ignored the concerns of the public in drafting legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system.
The American people expect us to get this right and to do it in an open, honest, and bipartisan debate. That's what they deserve, but that's not what they're getting from the Democrats on Capitol Hill.
He said the proposal is too expensive. This is NPR News. Pope Benedict began a visit to the Czech Republic today, which has the reputation of being the least religious country in Europe. The BBC's David Wiley has details.
Those attending the Pope's two outdoor masses will include many Catholics from neighboring Poland and Slovakia, who will cross the border to swell the pontiff's congregations. Pope Benedict intends to use his visit to Prague to reinforce his plea to Europeans not to forget their Christian roots. He'll preach inside Prague's magnificent Gothic cathedral, which now belongs to the Czech state, and whose custodianship has been the subject of a bitter courtroom battle.
The BBC's David Wiley reporting. A standoff is underway at an apartment complex in Oakland, California. Police say a man who was a suspect in a shooting barricaded himself in the apartment yesterday afternoon. Police shut down several nearby streets. It's the same apartment building where two Oakland police officers were shot to death in March. They had been chasing a parolee who had killed two other officers during a traffic stop. That suspect was killed by police. In this case, the suspect is holed up inside. Police say a negotiator is on the scene and a telephone was thrown inside, but there's been no contact. Firefighters in Southern California say they hope to have a blaze in Ventura County contained sometime tomorrow. It began Tuesday and has burned more than 17,000 acres since then. No homes have been lost. Also in Southern California, a new blaze broke out yesterday in Antelope Valley in Los Angeles County. In San Bernardino County, prosecutors have filed several charges against a 16-year-old boy suspected in more than a dozen fires. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.